my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, I see you're working, even when I don't feel it, you're working. My God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see you're working, even when I don't feel it, you're working. My God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see you're working, even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. My God, that is who you are. 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 Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper.
darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring when you walk into the room. Every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. Yes, we worship you. Every hopeless situation, it ceases to exist when you walk into the room. The dead begin to rise, cause there is resurrection light in all you do. Every hopeless situation, it ceases to exist when you walk into the room. Come on. Sickness starts to vanish. Every hopeless situation, it ceases to exist when you walk into the room. Sickness starts to vanish. Every hopeless situation, it ceases to exist. And when you walk into the room, the dead begin to rise, cause there is resurrection life in all you do. And we love you. We'll never God, oh, we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come and consume, God. Oh, we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you, Lord. We want you. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come, Lord. Come and consume, God. Oh, we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you. We need you, Lord. We want you. Come and consume, God. Oh, we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. We love you. We will never stop. Can't live without you, Jesus. We love you. And we can't get enough. All this is for you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is all for you. Every worship, every praise, every hand clap, every instrument played, every heart is pointed towards you. It is all for you. We love you and we worship you today, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are good. We praise you. You are good. We believe that you are who you say you are, Lord God. And we just honor you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes.
I'm holding on.
last treasure I know you hear my cry. Speak to me now. Speak to me now. As you render, as you render, I want to know you more. I want to know you more. As you render, as you render, I want to know you more. I want to know you more. Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm is bearing in my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm stirring in my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. In me, like a mighty storm stirring in my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. In me. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, have your way. 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 In me, as you render, as you render, I want to know you.
Summer's still here. Amen. But listen, the Lord has brought something from Riga, Latvia.
Amen.
Is that how you say it? Latvia for you. Amen. And I know it's going to be a powerful word. Yeah. We love Pastor Modris. I call you Pastor O, forgive me, because you know that last name catches me up just
a
little bit. Okay, good. So we're excited for tonight. And I don't think I have anything for tonight, so I'm going to go sit down.
I don't think so either. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, like we said, we're looking forward to the word that's going to come forth from Pastor Modris, and we're glad to see him and his wonderful wife and their son here. Part of their family was able to come, and so we're excited for that, and we're excited to be here, and we're excited to hear what the Lord will do for us. So the first thing I'm going to do is, if there's children, we're going to release them to go to children's church. Hallelujah. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take up our offering that we always do. And we're just going to look at the Bible. And it says in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, "Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." So we want to make sure that we are givers, because God blesses those who give, and he will measure it back to us, pressed down and running over. And so we just want to make sure that we use our faith and we're sowing and reaping and letting God touch whatever we have so that he can move on our behalf. Amen. And so tonight we're just going to pray and ask you to bring your offerings up. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this night, Father. A night where we get to worship you and give you praise, God. A night that you have ordained and put together for us to be blessed and touched, Father. And Lord, we just declare your glory and your goodness, God. And Father, we just thank you for your giving tonight. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I believe that tonight has been ordained by God. And I don't think that anything happens by happenstance. I believe that God ordains and puts in order the things that he has. So I believe that Pastor Modris is here tonight with a word from heaven. And I believe that what he's going to preach tonight is going to touch and transform our lives. So I believe that with no further ado, I'm going to let him come here and just give us what the Lord has for us tonight. And God is going to bless it. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's really good to be back in your church and the first time in your new building. So you're really blessed. Thank you, Pastor Regina and Philip, for inviting me back. Thank you. This is actually the church that I've been the most in the state. I'm thinking about the states. Yeah. This is third time I'm here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I also believe that this evening, this service is God's ordained and planned. Because, you know, I was planned to be here 2 years ago. And then COVID broke out. And all the plans were changed. So I'm here today, and you are here today. Most important, Holy Spirit is here. Jesus is here. And we believe that He will speak to our hearts. He will change our hearts. And He will glorify Jesus. And I'm really happy today to be together with my wife and our youngest son, Sebastian. And yes, so thank you. And, you know, our church back home prays for your church. You once sent your pastor to Latvia, and he was a huge blessing to us. And we really welcome you back. I am saying that not just from my heart, but from all our church. Because when they figured out that I will be here and I will meet you and be in your church, they said, please, tell the pastor that he promised to come back. So, and if you would send him once again, we will be really blessed, and I believe you will be blessed. And yes, and when I prayed about tonight, so God laid on my heart one scripture that really ministered to me. Because, you know, humans are the same everywhere, I believe. We just sometimes look different, maybe dress different, different cars and things like that, but we are humans. So we're made by God's image, and we all have sins, you know, how to say, nospiedums. Let's say sin damaged us, okay? And when COVID broke out in Latvia, there was many different opinions, and especially between Christians. As a church, so government forced us to close. So for a while there was no services, just live stream. And there was somebody who was saying, you know, you should go, you know, you should open the church, you should fight. There were many different opinions. And also, you know, there was many who were accusing the pastors and were saying, you know, you're just cowards, you know, you're just obeying the government. And there were like two different groups. There were like those who are for vaccine and those who are against it, you know, just, you know, and fighting. And very often, you know, the meeting with somebody, they were like feeling that even the Christians, the only thing that they're speaking about, talking about, it's COVID and vaccines. We should be full of the Holy Spirit. We should be in love with Jesus and talk about Him, not about all those things, you know, because none of this is really related to our, you know, that we are saved. We are, that's not for our salvation. But people can say things and do the things, and that was one scripture that really helped me to go through all of this. And when I prayed, God reminded me that scripture, and I want to share tonight from Acts chapter 14, verse 8 till 20. I think you know that the scripture that is one of the scriptures that is known, you know, this is Paul's first mission trip, and they are in chapter 13. We read that they were sent from Antioch, and they start their trip. You know, they go to Cyprus and other places. And in chapter 14, they are in Lystra. And let's read from 8 to 20. Now at Lystra there was a man sitting who could not use his feet. Okay, I'm in America, I need to say. I'm reading from English Standard Version. I don't know which version you use. As you hear, you know, I'm not a
really Englishman, and I'm not speaking fluently English, it's easier for me to use those versions that are more, you know, easy to read. So, and this is kind of one of the versions that is easy to read for me. Now at least that there was a man sitting who could not use his feet. He was crippled from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul and Paul speaking, and Paul looking intentionally at him and seeing that he had faith to be made well, said in a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he sprang up and began walking. And when the crowds saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in Lyconian, "The gods have become down to us in the likeness of men." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garlands to sacrifice with the crowd. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they tore their garments and rushed out into the crowd, crying out, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men of like nature with you, and we bring you good news that you should turn from these vain things to a living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all the nations to walk in their own ways. Yet he did not leave himself without witness, for he did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the people from offering sacrifice to them. But Jews came from Antioch to and Iconium, and having pursued the crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when disciples gathered around him, he rose up and entered the city. And on the next day, he went on with Barnabas and to Derbe. Amen. Amen. When I'm reading this, and really the last few things in this all part of the scripture that we that just last few verses that I just read, the Jews came from Antioch. When I was reading this, they came from Antioch and Iconium just because of Paul and Barnabas. When I was reading, I was really, really thinking that devil is persistent. You know, they came from Antioch. They were following Paul. They were following Barnabas. And very often in our life, we have like fight in our life. We have something that is against us, and we are fighting good fight. We are praying. We are worshiping. And then it's like, okay, we're good. We're good. And then very soon we just discovered the devil. He doesn't went far away. He just is there. He just is there. Sometimes in the church, we are coming to the church and we are coming in his presence and we are praying and worshiping and hearing the word, and we feel like, okay, we have victory. Then we go out, and just out of the corner is the same old devil. He's there with his problems, with his attitudes, with his strives to us, and you know, and that's happened with Paul and Barnabas. They just have great victory. You know, many were hearing the gospel. This lame man was walking, and they heard that they would have sacrifice for them, and they said, no, and they preached the gospel. And then I'm reading that those Jews who came from Antioch and Iconium, they persuaded the crowds. They were literally like they talking to crowds. They persuaded them, "Let's kill them." And I figured out in my life that sometimes I'm thinking that, okay, I gained the victory and I'm kind of relaxing. You know, it's written in the Bible when Jesus was tempted, he was tempted like, we're reading like three different ways. And then it's written the devil departed from him till next time. Like, it's not like, okay, he's strong, I will leave him alone. No, for next time. And it's written, Peter wrote, the devil is walking around us and he's trying to find where can he kill, lie, and destroy. You know, he is always the same. He is always the same. Make no mistake. They will always want to kill, lie, and destroy. That's his nature. He will never change. And he is really persistent in what he is doing. He will try one way, another way. And very often he does this through our fellow men, like he did with in Paul's life, with Jews, his nation, his people, you know. He loved them very much. He said, I'm ready to lay my life down. I'm ready to be cast away, that they just be saved. But they think opposite. And very often we have this problems with the people just because devil is trying. He's trying somehow to kill, to lie, and to destroy. And sometimes it's diseases, sometimes circumstances, sometimes it's finances. Many different things can happen in one moment. Many different things. And like with Paul and Barnabas, they had such a great victory. And next moment, you are stoned, you are dragged out of city, and everybody watches. In our life, in 2001, we were in the together with the church out on one like picnic, and in the morning we stayed out in like one guest house. It was not finished. There were some place you can fall. And our son, in the early in the morning, actually nighttime, he went there. He fell down on floor like this, like from that high, you know. His head was crushed in one moment. We went from, like, we are happy, we are on a picnic with the church, everybody's together, everybody is happy. We went down, we were stoned, and that's how we felt. You know, with God, what are you doing? Why? We are together with church, we are doing what's right thing, and then suddenly, your life can change suddenly. From going, hallelujah, to God, why? Why this happened? Why this happened to me? I was doing right thing, you know. I like Paul and Barnabas, they were doing right thing. They were sent by God. They were preaching the gospel, and then suddenly, but they got up. Amen? Paul, get up, and you will get up. And you will get up. In our life, that moment was the moment that we really felt like, God, what's going on? One of the things that we are doing in Latvia that I like to do, to organize crusades. And we did crusade with evangelist Stephen Hill in 2002. And that was just exact time that we started to organize. It was 2001. We started to organize. We're starting to pull things together. And then suddenly this thing happened. And for us it was decision. Okay, we will continue to do this. Even. Our son would die. We will do this. He was 7 days in coma in the hospital. They do two surgeries, and nothing really was good with him. There were no hopes, actually. Doctors didn't give any hopes. He was still in coma, and we prayed that all you can do. We were sitting with him in the hospital in intensive care, and we were praying, and the church was praying, you know, and on the seventh day, he opened his eyes, he started to talk, but he was completely paralyzed. He couldn't walk, he couldn't move his hands. And we were in hospital for more 40 days. And the doctor said, you know, that's brain. It's brain damaged. You never know. You never know what will be the outcome of this. That's brain. And so we prayed. And then half of his one half came back. He started to move one leg and one hand. And then another leg came back. So we were so happy. He started to learn how to walk again. But one hand, the right hand didn't come back. And I remember I was sitting with him. So first we were sitting both with him in the hospital. Then just we were changing turns. And I was sitting with him there, and suddenly he turned and his hand was moving. I called my wife. I said, Baba, hand is moving. She said, yes. And that was the same exact moment that she was praying back home. And she said, Jesus, you are resurrection and life. You are the author of the life. You know, and Paul, he was stoned, but he didn't stay there. He didn't stay there. He rose up and you will rose up. You know, you will rise up, and because God has purpose in your life. God has purpose in your life. He had a purpose in Paul's life. We know that. And he fulfilled it. And he has purpose in your life. And when you will follow him, he will fulfill this purpose in your life. And like Psalmist said, I will not die, but I will live and I will testify, I will tell his mighty works. Amen? I will not die. I will not die even if there is something with my kids. I will not die even if there is something with my flesh. I will not die even people are speaking against me. I will not die. I will live. Because not by my might, but by his spirit. Amen? Amen. You know, and verse 20, it's written that, but when disciples gathered around him, he rose up. You are in the blessed place today. It's not a building. The building is great, but that's church. You know, it's written in the Bible that when disciples gathered around him, I'm sure there were many who were just spectators. They were disciples of Jesus Christ. And there is such a big blessing to have a church around you. One of the things that our church did for us when we were in hospital, some of them were preparing food. They were bringing food to us. But you know what else they did? They had prayer meeting every night. Every night for all those 7 days when Eddie, our son Eddie, was in coma, they had prayer meetings. They were not physically around us. Like they were reading here in the Bible, like they came and surrounded Paul, who was laid down there dead. But they were spiritually around us. They were praying, they made a prayer like 24 hours, like they have their shifts, and they were praying. And that's the blessedness of the church. You know, that you have church, you have pastors, you have everyone around you. And when you're coming together, you know, and there are some situations that you are, I remember we were sitting.